The Philadelphia Fringe Festival officially begins next week. Don't worry, you haven't missed it. But tonight, one of its performance hubs jumps the gun and will start presenting work. The Cannonball Hub is where half of all the shows in the Fringe can be seen. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports Cannonball's model of artists helping artists could be the future of the Fringe.
The Fringe Festival operates by giving independent artists a platform to present their work, but they have to do all the production themselves. That means finding a space, getting lighting and sound equipment, someone to operate it, everything. And that's where hubs come in. They take on most of the burden of production for free in exchange for a split on ticket sales. The largest hub, Cannonball, has grown exponentially since Ben Grinberg co-founded it 3 years ago. American theater generally has been struggling since the COVID pandemic, so Grinberg is not surprised that artists are flocking to places like Cannonball.
It's something that's happening not just at Cannonball, but at a lot of other ways now, especially post-pandemic, especially when we see festivals like Under the Radar going bye-bye. There's less and less opportunity for independent artists and experimental artists to sort of share their work, and so we're starting to create those opportunities for ourselves.
Grinberg tries to pack as many artists and performances onto the Cannonball stages as possible, and that involves timing. So sometimes artists have just 15 minutes before a curtain to set up their stage, and then 15 minutes afterwards to strike it. Justin Jane, who is debuting his first solo show called The Dangers of Tobacco, said that tight timeline dictates what artists are able to do on stage during their show.
Maybe you as the audience member don't know that they are literally coming off a roller coaster to get in front of you, and then they're about to get on a roller coaster at the end, but that's part of the Fringe spirit.
Although production ambitions are modest by necessity, a cooperative performance model where artists are helping each other offers an alternative to a troubled theater industry. Cannonball selects some artists to be granted small cash stipends to create new work. One of those recipients is Rachel O'Hanlon Rodriguez, who used a $2,750 grant to develop her solo piece called She Was a Conquista Whore. She's producing it in solidarity with another Cannonball artist, Joseph Ahmed, so he can stage his show called Half Magic.
My show doesn't require a lot of theatrical elements because it's going to be a compact touring piece. So I found myself talking to Joe about Joe's budget. Why don't I help share some of my funds back into the community? And that's where the solidarity comes in.
I think what feels really exciting about that is sort of formalizing a thing that I think happens in Philly a lot, especially in like the indie art scene, of like people always say, like, it all feels like we're just passing around the same $25.
The Cannonball Festival is structured so artists are more likely to cooperate with each other instead of competing for resources and audiences. Ahmed believes it's not just good for the future of the Fringe, but it could help fix what's wrong with theater generally. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.